can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. I really like that was
it's
paused.
Okay. Sometimes you got to do it.
We're going to get into it. Today we have a question from Elaine.
Hi, Annette and Sarah. This is Elaine with Rustic Pines Retreat. First of all, I want to thank you both for your podcast, your YouTube videos, all the stuff that y'all do. I have over 125 star reviews, and I give that credit to you. I had submitted a question earlier, and I forgot to ask. We have the gazebo cottage. It's a little romantic cottage for two, and we have an outdoor tub, but we do not have a hot tub. And we've been getting some feedback about, you know, wishing that we had a hot tub. I know that y'all are looking for one right now with the renovation that y'all are doing on the little cabin on your new property. Congratulations, by the way. I, of course, would love to know a great brand, but also the upkeep and also insurance. Like, are you, is that a concern? Do you have to change the water every day? I'm just not sure if it's more hassle, or do you think it would just bring in a lot more bookings? I would love your feedback on hot tub issues or like pros and cons. Also looking for one possibly for our barnder that sleeps six. So would love your feedback. Thank you again for everything that you do. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Let's dig in to hot tubs. My understanding is you need to have one, especially if you are more of a retreat, a getaway, especially if you cater to couples. If you, it's like, if you don't have one, it's like you don't have a comfy bed. It's something that you need now. I can just hear Kenny Bedwell from STR Insights telling us we have to look at the data. So, Elaine, you do have some data, and that is the feedback from your guests. If they are disappointed or if they're asking for it and it's not there, or they're just letting you know like that would have made it extra special, that is data for you. And there is data that you can pull from. I would personally go to Price Labs and look at the competition, look at their average daily rate, look at their occupancy, and you can see who has hot tubs, who doesn't. And do some math there in terms of what that would do for you and your guests and your average daily rate and your occupancy.
It is going to be more work. It's going to be an investment. It's going to be more work. You are obviously going to need to talk to your insurance company. What is the liability there? Do you have somebody in your area that can maintain it? Who are you purchasing it from? What's the warranty? So there are a lot of different things to think about, the longevity of it, and then also the compound revenue from having it there. So we're not going to sugarcoat it, like just get it installed tomorrow. Your bookings are going to go up and your revenue is going to be there and it'll be smooth sailing from there. But if your guests are saying it, I'm wondering with the tub that you have, is there a way to maybe up level that? You know, is there another way? Is there another experience that you could give them that would be super special to differentiate yourself from your competition?
Are you a new host just starting out? feeling a bit overwhelmed and nervous about not knowing what you don't know?
That is totally normal. You've got big dreams about your short-term rental, but don't know where to start. Or maybe you've started, but you're finding yourself in the messy middle.
Well, we have been working on something just for you.
Something game-changing is coming for new hosts on February 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But here's the deal. You have to be there live to be the first to know.
Intrigued? All right. So get on the waitlist now at thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist.
Don't miss out on the big reveal. Sign up today.
That's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist. We're going to take you from new host to super host.
I am not going to pretend to be an expert, but I do have experience with hot tubs, Elaine. Let me give you my feedback. A guest is going to be very upset if it's not working upon their arrival. So in your rental agreement, make sure you have a clause about what happens if the hot tub is not working. You're the business owner. You can decide what that is, but I can tell you that a lot of the professional vacation rental management companies will give them back a certain amount per day that it's down. I can also tell you that people are going to go into that thing after they shower. So they're going to have soap on their bodies, even when you tell them not to. And that is when you will have to make sure that you change the water. There is a certain look the water has to have for the next guest. And it obviously has to be chemically balanced. And there's a way to do that. Again, I don't want to get into maintenance because that's not my area of expertise, but I do know if it's super sudsy, like that's not good. If people have self tanners and they get into the hot tub, you're going to have to drain it that way. And so having a draining procedure is really helpful. So right now, Elaine, I know, thank you so much for mentioning our new project. And that is something that we are thinking about is how can we drain it fast and how can we fill it up quickly too? So we want to have a tankless water heater that is dedicated to helping us get that tub filled up fast with hot water. Because if you fill it up with colder water, it's going to take time for it to heat back up. And that is just going to prolong your guest being able to enjoy it and that whole thing. So I also recommend, I had a client who bought a used hot tub, got a great deal on it, but every time it broke down, I had to find a guy, not a company, because it's not covered by warranty by anyone. So I believe, and I'm sure there's someone out there who disagrees with me, but I believe it's best to buy the hot tub brand new so that you have a solid warranty. So you have someone to call and count on, hopefully a reputable company who's been around for a while. When something goes down, they can send someone out and help you get it fixed fast.
And you mentioned that the more of the couples retreat was mentioning it, and you are maybe then going to do one at the Barn Dominium. I would say maybe start with the smaller one, less of an investment, work out the kinks, see if you've if it's bringing in the revenue you want, if you've got your team in place to help you with it, and then you can also duplicate it on the Barn Dominium.
And we have to mention safety. Elaine, I know you sound like you're a listener of our podcast. And so maybe you've heard Justin Ford from Breezeway, our international safety expert, come on and talk about how important safety is while you're targeting adults and couples. Make sure you have a lid?
A lid and a lock.
A lid and a lock so that a kiddo couldn't open up and crawl in somehow and get stuck inside. You also want to make sure you have the proper signage on your property for how to be safe around hot tubs. You want to make sure that you've got all the licensed contractors necessary for any electrical work and the hooking it up to the water and get that inspected at least, you know, every 6 months to a year, whatever your insurance company, whatever the manufacturer suggests for your hot tub, you want to make sure safety is in place.
And check out your competition. Go stay. See what their hot tub's like.
Ooh,
what,
that's a good idea.
Or look at your competition in the area if they do have a hot tub and see if a lot of the reviews say anything about their particular hot tub.
Elaine, keep us posted. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.